penne, I think, is a very good universal. You can fucking eat anything with penne, and it fits it well. So good. We should start pasta podcast. Pasta podcast. Right,
we should do a pasta podcast. But Moet, we're in the middle of our wrestling podcast.
Oh, shucks. I guess we gotta focus on one thing at a time. Yeah.
What?
I guess we gotta talk about. Wow, this is terrible. This is the...
No, this is perfect.
I took your line, and that's what screwed us up, and then...
No, it's perfect, Moet. It's perfect. This is Loser Lee's Wrestling. This is the news you can't lose. My name is Red Jefferson. I'm here with...
Hey, it's Moet Jaswal.
It's Moet Jaswal. We need a t-shirt that's, hey, it's Moet Jaswal. That's going to go in our list of t-shirts. You can get them at ProWrestlingTees.com in 2022. Thank you all for watching. This is the news you can't lose. It's from December 6th to December 13th. And boy, what a news week we had, Moet. Boy, oh boy. Boy, howdy. There's actually some interesting things going on. Let's get right into it. First news story that I got here. Jackson Ryker returns as a sidekick to Elias. So you may remember Jackson Ryker as part of the Forgotten Sons. And they scrapped the gimmick once Jackson Ryker, I think it is, posted some anti-Black Lives Matter content on his Twitter and some other things. Just being one of the things that was just ghastly was he was just like, you think you have it bad now? Watch 12 Years a Slave and think about how bad you have it. Like, boy, what a tone-deaf comment. And he got a lot of flack, deserved flack from the WWE audience, but now he's been gone for a while. And now he's back underneath Elias as a sidekick. Moet, what are your on the top of the head thoughts about this?
Oh, I hate that thought process of like, oh, you have it bad now, or you think you have it bad now. It's way worse. This is it feels like it's like a conservative. I hear a lot of my conservative buddies say that on Facebook and whatnot, like of just, you know, like this is the best, I guess COVID has changed it a lot, but up until COVID, there's like, this is the best time in history. Like, you know, we haven't had it any better before, but that's like so frustrating.
Yeah.
Cause you're not, you're disqualifying all everyone's feelings, all the issues that are happening today. Just because we
it's
have
really
the
disgusting.
Fucking bubonic plague or something happening to us. Anyways, that's all. That's funny.
He's, one other thing is, and I was reading this thing about cancel culture today, and I just want some atonement. I don't mind if he comes back. I just would like, well, I know what Randy Orton. Randy Orton, like six years ago, right when Black Lives Matter came out, he gave an All Lives Matter post, right? Mm-hmm. He did an All Lives Matter post, and nothing really happened because this was 6 years ago, and Black Lives Matter didn't really become more of a talking point since maybe the past 2-3. But last year, he gave this whole thing about how he's just like, yeah, I was wrong. I was wrong. And I talked to a lot of friends that told me how wrong I was, and I did some real thinking. And I realized that. And I like the idea of people, you know, getting better, because that's what we all did. You know, you're not the same person you were 10 years ago. I'm not. But I just want something from this Jackson Ryker. I don't know. Who am I to ask for his apology? But I don't know. I just feel like I don't want him on TV.
Yeah. I don't even know who he is, to be honest. I have not been following this. And I imagine he's got a very long, like goatee.
Beard.
Yeah. Very
big beard.
Maybe long
very
hair.
Very ripped.
Very ripped. Yeah. Yeah.
Thinning long hair.
Thinning long hair. That sounds about right for a guy named Jackson Ryker. Yeah. That's as much as I know. I can picture
cool
him.
Look. He looks great.
Sure.
He looks like $1 million, but you know, I'm not there for him yet. No. Moving on. We got more coming up, Moet. Dark Side of the Ring.
Yes.
Is getting two spinoffs.
Spinoffs?
Two different spinoffs.
Oh.
So it's going to be Dark Side of Football and Dark Side of the 90s.
Same producers, same.
I'm almost certain it's the same producer since they're using the Dark Side gimmick, and Dark Side of the Ring has been so successful.
Yeah.
It's Vice's, I think maybe Vice's most popular TV show.
I mean, it's incredible. It helped me out. During COVID times, like, I think I just need something to look forward to every week, you know, a TV show, a weekly TV show. Dark Side every week when it was running for that season was fantastic. Yeah.
Moet, if you were to pick the next Dark Side of the Ring episode that you really want to see, what would it be?
The Plane Ride from Hell. That's one I'm very excited.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Hear. Yeah.
That's a pretty good answer. That's a really good answer, Moet. Excellent job.
Thank
Excellent
you.
Job.
Wait, what about you?
I don't even know. I just thought of that question, and now I don't have an answer for it. China.
China?
China.
What happened?
The heartbreak surrounding her last days, two decades, mm-hmm. Where she was, you know, cheated on. She felt very hurt by it, but she was kind of ousted from the company because she was not the most popular voice. She goes into porn and she was vilified by it, yeah. Vilified for making a living. Then she just wanted to be in the Hall of Fame. And they said no, because they'll allow rapists in the Hall of Fame. But if you've done porn, our children could Google you.
Wait a second. So, I just realized that she did one of the porn videos she did was with X-Pac. And yeah. And he's in the Hall of Fame, isn't he? In DX or something?
Mowit, you better stop before Vince McMahon hears about this podcast and comes after you.
Oh, God.
We can't have that type of logic. Because the thing is, X-Pac is a man. And China is a female. I'm assuming that's the only difference between the two in having that. I guess when you Google China, that's the Triple H's excuse. Triple H said, oh, like, when you Google China, what do you see?
Yeah.
But also, when you Google Mike Tyson, what do you see?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Or Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Wait, he is in the Hall of Fame yet, but those fuckers will probably put him.
Donald Trump is
Hall of Fame. Wait, no, he is in the Hall of Fame. That's the big problem with it. Yeah,
Donald Trump is in the Hall of Fame. Yeah. He's the president that's in the Hall of Fame.
My bad.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Moving on. This we already talked about a little bit on our last podcast, but Sting, according to his contract and according to rumors backstage, will be wrestling. He will be performing as a wrestler in a limited capacity, probably tag team matches. I'm thinking Cody, Darby Allin. Booker T was talking about it, and he says he would love for him to face Jericho because they've never fought before.
Hmm.
I personally hate that, but what are your thoughts on that, Mowat?
Jericho would do a good job. He would do a good job protecting him, and I think it would be a solid, like, 10-minute match. And it would be fun. It would be built up well. They both have good promos, and it would be an exciting thing. It wouldn't be great, but I think it'd be fine. I mean, I don't know. I'm
just nervous about two old guys wrestling.
I'm not excited for Sting wrestling anybody in this.
Really?
So I don't think,
not anyone?
No. Maybe tag team matches where he can be protected, but I don't think he can do... Yeah, I don't want to see old people wrestle anymore. So, but if he is going to,
I don't want to see two old people wrestle. One.
One is okay. Jericho's not that old. He's 50 now?
He's 50. Yeah. Sting's 61.
Yeah. 61 Yikes. Is old. Is very old. Yeah. Yeah. For wrestling. Yeah.
Ric Flair did it.
Yeah.
And Ric Flair did well. Ric Flair was a good 50s and 60s. I honestly like Ric Flair's matches the last decade on Raw. More than not, I like them. I think I had more fun watching Ric Flair matches because they were different now. Like before, it was kind of like the same match. It was super long, and like you got, which is good. They were good matches, but then just being an old guy that's super wise and wily—that's a cool character. Like I like old Terry Funk better than young Terry Funk.
Yeah, and it was charming. It was like old man charming the way Ric Flair handled it. Like his flare sure. flop was very cute.
As it was an old very man. Cute.
And it was very like cute. Like I understood. Yeah, of course that's what an old man would do. The fake yeah. like wild swinging in the air, then a drop. It's very cartoony.
That Ric Flair flop made more sense the last decade of his career than it did any other time.
Oh,
he did it
yeah.
when he was 20.
Yeah.
But it's very fun. Moving on. WWE is pissed at Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. You
hear about this? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Pissed at Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg's going to be making an appearance on AEW later this month to promote Go Big Show. And also, he's a wrestling fan in general. But they're pissed because he is a WWE Hall of Famer. As well, apparently. I didn't even realize that until then. But he is a WWE Hall of Famer, and he has a line with The Undertaker, a clothing line with The Undertaker on Shop that just released, and they think of him as a traitor. Mowat, should anyone care about this?
No. Snoop Dogg doesn't care about this, so that means I don't care about this. All of my opinions got funneled through Snoop Dogg.
You know what I say? What would Snoop Dogg think?
Yeah, no, he literally, I doubt he gives any fucks about this. I think he's just doing what he wants. I bet they probably are friends with Cody through Go Big Home Show or whatever it's called. Go Big Show.
Go Big Home.
Go Big Show.
Go Home Show.
Go Home Show.
Which I'd prefer.
Yeah, because
but yeah, I think he's probably buds.
Yeah, that's it's probably just a fun thing. Let him have fun. God, it's not going to hurt WWE in any way.
in any way. Yeah. Well, actually, have you been looking at the ratings?
Yeah, well, NXT AEW ratings?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that. AEW's been doing extremely well. And that's probably actually going to help them out a lot now that I think about it. Shaq got 1.2 million on Wednesday.
Yeah. And what did Raw get this week?
I don't know.
1.7.
Ooh, that's actually exciting that AEW's kind of creeping up there. They're getting
Do you know what I mean? Though, like, that's, I would sweat too.
Yeah. It's getting to that point. Yeah, it's starting to get a little dangerous. Year in, too, which is great.
As long as AEW doesn't get too big for its britches. I keep it on Wednesdays. Don't fuck with that. Whatever second show they have, don't put it on Mondays. Mm-hmm. Maybe put it on Fridays. I think it would be fun to go head-to-head with SmackDown. But leave Raw alone. That'll get them real angry.
Oh, yeah.
Moving on. Sad news, Moet. Tommy Lister died. Tommy Lister... best known from Fridays as Debo, but also he was Zeus in WWF. He fought Hulk Hogan in 1987, 88, 89, somewhere in that range. But I know he had a SummerSlam match with him. He's 62 years old. Do you remember him from anything in particular?
He was in that one movie, right? What movie was that?
Yeah!
No Holds Barred? Was he in No Holds Barred?
Yeah, No Holds Barred. He was Zeus in No Holds Barred.
That's what it was. That movie was amazing. I love that movie.
Yeah, the best line from that is just like, what is that? It smells like Dookie.
Dookie.
That's the
I saw
Dookie.
That. Yeah, first couple weeks of COVID. That was a great, great movie to watch.
Yeah, I have the DVD.
Really?
I think so. Yeah, I definitely have it. Here it is.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Can you see it?
I get the idea. Yeah.
You get the idea.
Yeah, I can see it through the internet.
But R.I.P. Tommy. R.I.P. and his family. He had one dead eye. Did you know he had one dead eye?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was very apparent.
I thought it was just lazy, but it was a dead eye.
Okay.
It was a dead eye. it was apparent red. And last news story of the day, Moet. This is the last one. Apparently, Vince McMahon flipped his shit about the in-ring work of some of his top wrestlers.
Oh.
Did you hear about this?
I have. There's one big name in it.
There's one big name. So, apparently, the work of Omos, Dabo Kato, Dio Madden, Otis, and our dear, sweet Keith Lee have been criticized for their work, in-ring work, which I find, honestly, appalling when you look at some of the other top brass that are there, and some of the people in the past, you know, that have been main eventers, champions, Khali, the great Khali, who, that Vince McMahon didn't have any issue with. I find it astounding that Vince McMahon would have an issue with any current wrestlers in ring work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's...
when you look at their past.
I think it's sort of... he doesn't like their body type is my best guess. He's had issues. Somebody backstage has had issues with Keith Lee's body type with the wardrobe changes and whatnot. And I assume this is probably just a continuation because that guy is one of the best workers they've got.
Yeah.
So what the hell is going on?
I don't understand it. And one of the thing is, I think about all the time what it would be like if Keith Lee just waited another year before signing with NXT and AEW was around.
Yeah.
Because what a treat it would be to have him there.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be their champion. It's he'd be right up there. And they're going to they're going back to the Performance Center, OVW, not OVW, but like the Performance Center. That's what they used to make fun of when they went back to the thing. But it's going to be run by the training class is going to be run by Drew Gulak and Adam Pearce. And I have no problem with people getting better. And I have no problem. I would love, honestly, if they did this more often with everyone, you know, have five or six wrestlers that you're going to take off TV for 2 months and have them go to this place, work on their cardio, work on like getting better, fixing things that they forgot about, stuff like that. Gives a refresher to the audience so they don't have to see those people again for a little bit. Give them a break. And then when they come back, they're fresh again. They get some time off. It'd be so much better if this wasn't a punishment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Because it appears as a punishment, but maybe it's not. Maybe it's just, you know, it doesn't have to be seen that way. Although
I don't know, when you're with Dabo Kato and Omos, it feels like an insult.
Yeah, especially because this guy doesn't need any extra help right now. Like, he's already great. He'll be great. It's a little insulting. He'll give him time. Yeah.
But either way, that's the last news story of the afternoon or morning of the day. But we do have some fun mailbag with Mowat Mailbag.
Oh, boy.
Mr. Mailbag Mowat.
Oh, jeez. I forgot. How could I forget? Yeah, well, this is my segment.
How could you forget? This is the hottest segment. This is what's blowing up online. By the way, please like, subscribe, and review. I see the numbers are growing. Mowat, the numbers are growing. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
And nobody listens or cares that I ask for these reviews. But one way I have noticed, Mowat.
What's that?
A lot of these listeners are not coming from Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Oh.
So I'm very few, honestly. Majority of them on some other, you know how it says, Spotify,
yeah.
Apple Podcasts, something else, and then other?
Yeah.
All of them are from other, which is very scary and suspicious. But maybe it's just bots. Maybe we just have a bunch of Canadian bots. But please go to Apple Podcasts if you're listening and review us there. That's what I want. Maybe you're reviewing us on this other Canadian Spotify, but review us on Apple Podcasts, please, God. But we've got Mailbag with Mowat.
Oh, boy. All right. Yay. Number one. Here we go. This is from Martha Janice. Janice?
Janice. I believe.
Probably.
You know, I don't know her.
Janice. It's not Janice. Who the hell's named Janice? What am I doing? Martha Janice Friedman from Plainview, Long Island. Do you think MJF is a bad person? Like, for real bad?
Interesting.
Yes.
What's MJF's real name?
Maxwell Jacob Friedman. So, the same last name, but
same initials,
same last name.
That sounds like a concerned mother. Could you repeat that question?
Do you think MJF is a bad person? Like, for real bad? I get, can you? Yes.
That's interesting. Well, that's interesting. Like,
I'm sorry to say, yes, I think he's actually a bad person. I think he is a fucking shitbag. Sorry, Martha, but yeah.
Wow.
Your son's an asshole.
He's a real bad person in real life.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know that. We don't know what's his. This could be just someone with the similar initials and last name that comes from the same place that he grew up and was born.
Yeah.
It could be just coincidence. Let's not jump to any conclusions.
Do
you think he's a bad guy?
I think so. Yeah, I don't know. What do you think? Where does he stand on?
I think. Well, he is a Juilliard trained actor. Did you know that?
Yeah. So the New York Times nomination.
They said best performance of 2020. I'd like to believe that he's better than what he is on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I'd hope. I think he's just really good. He has to be a little bit of a scumbag to know how to be such a good scumbag.
I think that all the good heels are scumbags. I don't think there's any way.
Jericho's definitely a scumbag.
He is. He has.
Yeah, Jericho
tendencies.
Is.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
He is a piece of shit. Okay.
Interesting.
That's fair.
Very interesting. I'm sorry, Martha. Moving on. Jackson from Windsor, Ontario. Top three Canuck wrestlers, eh? Canadian wrestlers. What are your top three Canadian wrestlers, eh? I like that he added A at the end. That's cute.
Oh, that's very cute. That's very cute. Almost stereotypically cute. Almost like he put that in purposely.
No.
Do Canadians type out A?
Yeah. Well, just like us be like, huh? What? Huh? What's up? What's up with that, huh? I do that. I've been in the South.
You wouldn't type out what's up with that, but you'd put a huh?
Yeah. I type all of that and they go, huh? Yeah, so they, okay, yeah, cool. A is a real thing that Canadians do.
Mm-hmm. What would your top three Canadian wrestlers be?
Chris Jericho. That's my calling him a scumbag. Chris Jericho, Kenny Omega, and Bret Hart.
Oh, wow. Yeah, those are the three. I'm going to go underrated. Christian.
Okay.
Right. He is actually a great wrestler. Christian is a great, great wrestler. You ever see his matches with Randy Orton in like 2009-10?
No, but I do know that he had a lot of momentum around that time. I know people.
He was amazing.
Yeah.
He really is a great wrestler. I'm gonna go him. I can't think of any other Canadian wrestlers.
Yeah, like where are you going with this? Owen Hart.
Yeah.
He's
Owen Hart.
Come on, he's no, not. No, Lance Storm.
Oh, Lance Storm. But one of what, if I'm going to be honest, it's probably Jericho, Bret Hart, and who'd you say?
Kenny Omega.
Interesting. You know, I haven't seen enough of Kenny Omega. I'll go Edge.
It's really been his New Japan run that like cements him in this spot. And maybe whatever happens tonight, he's going to be on AAA Mania, pay-per-view. So maybe he'll get that title. Maybe this is the start of the best, you know, best in the world, Kenny Omega here at America.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, and in regards to Edge, I like the idea of old Edge being in wrestling. Mm-hmm. Because he looks cool. He looks like a gaunt, scary, thin, wiry, scary man. Yeah. I just don't want him to face Randy Orton. That's all I want. Yeah, I want him to have a fresh opponent and a fresh storyline. They're planning on him being WrestleMania.
He kind of looks like a honey badger.
Okay.
I'm going to look it up to see if a honey badger looks... he doesn't really look like a honey badger. No, he kind of does.
He looks like an old homeless man.
He kind of looks like a honey badger. Red. I'm looking at photos that look
he's
very
hairy.
Similar to him right now.
He's... Yeah. Send him over to me. I'll look. Oh, Lord. Whew. And, you're sending me photos of the honey badger right now.
Of course. You're going to see this.
That's fair.
And you're gonna...
No, I have to see this in order to make a full decision on whether it's accurate. Patiently.
Oh, it's not letting me, though. So this might not work, this whole concept.
I'm going to take your word for it. We're on a way. Edge, yeah. Honey badger. Total honey badger, for real. And do we have any other mailbag, Moet?
We do. We got one more. It was up to me to say. Sorry, I got distracted by the honey badger. I forgot. It's actually Moet's mailbag, and I need to be fucking. I need to be a professional about this. I apologize.
You are a professional.
Number three, Moet. The last one. Jeffrey R. from Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Dear LLW hosts and staff, how cute they think we got staff. It's just us. It's just us, Jeffrey, but appreciate it. We got to be honest. Come on. I hope you are well, and this year has not treated you too unkindly. Thank you, Jeffrey. Very sweet. What is your favorite Christmas song? I don't know. I don't know. I have some answers, but we can just something to think about for the moment. P.S. Yeah. Don't read this out loud. Oh, sorry, Jeffrey. It's too late. Gonna keep going because I already... Red has tied me up in his basement and won't let me out. Huh. I wonder if he means the red...
It might be another red.
Might be another
because
red.
He's obviously in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey.
Yeah, of course. He forces me to play chess with him. I like chess. This is what this is Moet saying I like
me
chess.
Me too. I play it every night.
No, we gotta talk about chess. We gotta start a chess podcast. He forces me to play chess with him. He feeds me well, but I miss the sunshine. Please assist in my escape or talk Red into storing me upstairs near a window. Season's greetings. My favorite Christmas song would have to be the Mariah Carey song.
Is it?
No. The entire Bob Dylan Christmas album.
That is great. Not even joking. That ruined Christmas for my little brother, but it made mine. I love that album. His little drummer boy is outstanding. And Must Be Santa Claus.
That's a good one.
Is that his original song? I've never heard anyone else sing it.
The way he does it, it's got to be. It's got to be, I think.
I've never heard another version of that song. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
But it's very, very fun.
I love that, yeah.
My favorite would be The Christmas Canon by... Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Oh, that's good. I never got to see them.
On this night, on this very Christmas night. Oh, Jesus. This honey badger picture just popped up, and it does look like Edge. It's crazy.
Hold on.
It's crazy how much that looked like Edge. That was really good timing, because that's the end of our show, Moet. That's the end of our show.
All right.
We had such a great time talking about honey badgers and Sting and racist son forgotten sons and all those things. Rest in peace, Tommy Lister. Moet, do you have anything else to say?
Oh no, I just think this is a classic episode. We had all of it. We had everything we needed in this one. So great stuff.
This has been
great stuff.
A classic episode. Jesus, another picture of Edge that looks like the honey badger. You're doing great work, Moet. This is the stuff that this is going on the Instagram. I could do that.
It looks pretty good. That. I mean, if you go back and forth between the angry honey badger and the angry Edge, it's actually pretty good. Only old
be
man
sure to
Edge.
Look out on our Instagram at Loserlies Wrestling to see a picture of Edge and a honey badger. And thank you all so much for listening. Moet, if you had any superpower that would help you rob a bank, what would that superpower be?
I'd have claws. I'd have claws like a honey badger. And I'd tear that security guard's throat out and run. I'd open up the sack of money and throw it up in the air in triumph.
I said robbery, not murder.
Well, that goes hand in hand. Gotta murder a few people to make some money in America, okay?
Thank you all so much for listening. Bye!